Welcome into the Woods Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. Monday, January 8th, 2024. Happy New Year again. How are you? You give up on those resolutions yet for your New Year? We're a week in. You quit yet? You start dry January, but then that bottle was looking at you, or your friends invite you out, and you're like, oh, hell yeah. I could go for a beer, you know? Yeah, I feel that. We had one drink. We went a celebratory dinner. Because no big deal, I won my fantasy football league. We went out for a celebratory dinner, and we had one margarita. And Dana was like, you made me break dry January. I'm like, why are you doing dry January anyways? You drink one drink a weekend. We don't even drink enough to be doing dry January. She's like, yeah, but it's about being, you know, getting in a diet. Because, you know, you don't like the way... Dana, the funniest thing about women... The funniest shit about women and how they tell you that they want to get you to diet more is they tell you that you're a fat loser in the funniest ways. Like Dana will tell me, she'll just imagine you're a woman and a guy says this to you. Hey, maybe you should track your calories and find out how much you're eating throughout the day. Now imagine if you're a guy and a girl says that to you. That'd be okay, but if you're a guy and you say, hey, you maybe should track your calories. Imagine the outpouring of uproar, the uproar that would cause in the house if you're like, hey, maybe we should work some vegetables into the diet. I eat plenty of fucking vegetables. Now here I am eating celery as a snack. Celery's good as a snack, but like, can I add some peanut butter like a dog? You know, women have the funniest ways of telling you that they want you to lose weight with them. Because they don't ever want to do a diet by themselves. Like, ladies will never do a diet by themselves. They have to find a way to, like, make you feel bad. She's always like, oh, you know, don't you want to, like, go on a diet, do some dry January? We drink one drink a weekend. I don't even know what we're doing dry January for. Are we alcoholics? Do I black out and forget all the other drinks? But then, nonetheless, she's like, oh, do you want to go on a diet? You know, don't you hate the way you look in photos? Imagine if I was imagine if I said that to her. Imagine if I was like, don't you hate the way you look in photos? DEFCON 1, pal. She would be, I mean, could you imagine the uproar? You'd hear the house. The house would come unglued from the foundation. If I said that shit to Dana. Or if I said that shit to any woman. Like, hey, maybe you should track your calories. Find out how much you're eating throughout the day. Whoa. Women can say that to guys, but like, you say that to a woman? Yeesh. I don't know why you shouldn't ask a woman their age. It's also weird when a woman offers up her age. Because, you know, I'm trying to be formal about it and respectful. I always joke. I'm a little jokester when it comes to ages and birthdays. It's like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. And I'm like, oh, if she's an older lady, this is a big hit. This is a big hit if you want to be a big hit at the office, right? There's an older woman you work with. Maybe she's like, you know, a little bit older than the rest of you. She comes in, she's like, oh, it's my birthday. You're like, oh, happy birthday. How old are you? 28? That'll crush. That's a good age. 25 to 28. Women like that age, I feel. That's me talking as somebody who doesn't know anything about women. I feel like women like the ages 25 to 28. I feel like everybody hits 30 and it's just downhill. I think there's a myth out there that people actually turn 30. I know that sounds stupid to say out loud, but think about it. Is anyone really 30? Like, I'm never going to be 30. Like, the day I turn 30 is the day I die. Just know that. I can't turn 30. I'm just a kid. How am I supposed to turn 30? You know what I mean? Well, how's it going, guys? How'd you guys enjoy your first weekend of the new year? Did you guys do something fun? Did you guys watch some football? Yeah. Hell yeah, you did, huh? I went to the movies on Friday. And I went and saw Iron Claw Friday evening. And let me tell you something about that movie. Great movie. Fantastic movie. Awesome. But also, don't go see that movie if you haven't seen it. I'm unendorsing going seeing Iron Claw. I knew the story of Iron Claw and the Von Erich family. And I'm still sitting there. tears welling up. I'm looking around like, everybody else crying? Everybody else crying? As I'm trying to, like, bury my eyes. I'm wiping them with the inside of my hood and my hoodie. I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm like, this shit's so fucking sad. And then Dana's looking at me because she's crying. She's looking at me making sure, like, I'm crying or some shit. I'm like, I'm not crying. I'm sitting there. I'm not fucking crying. I'm not fucking crying. That's what I'm doing. I'm just sitting there like that, like an asshole. I mean, I'm literally tearing up at the movies. It was fucked up. It was fucked up. I'm never doing that shit again. I knew it was going to be sad. I knew the story. I knew what they were going to do. I knew what happened. I know how it all went down. When we kept meeting characters in the Ironclaw, I knew how it was going to go. I was like, oh, that's Carrie. Oh, and then he gifts a gun to his dad, and Dana's like, what's he going to do with the gun? I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And at some point, I'm like, hey, I warned Dana. I was like, hey, the story's pretty sad. She's like, did somebody die? And I'm like, something like that. Because we're at the Ironclaw, right? No, no big deal. We're just had a fun night out at the movies. Then all of a sudden, I'm at the end of the movie. Guy says, I used to have five brothers. Now I'm not even a brother. Boom. Waterworks. Screw that movie. Good movie, but screw that movie. Good movie. Great movie, even. But I never want to see it again. I never want to see that movie again. Get it as far away from me as possible. That movie was so fucking sad. The Von Erich story is sad as it is. You can watch so many documentaries on it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's like a Vice documentary. I'm pretty sure there's a... pretty sure WWE did some stuff with them, but... God bless it, dude. That movie sucked. Because it was so damn sad. And it's not even that I was upset at the movie. Like, it's not even... It's not even that the movie... It's just, I put myself in the scenario. And you know, I have a brother. And I'm sitting there just like, dude, if this fucking guy dies. And you know what's fucked up about having a little sibling? You know what's messed up about having a little sibling? Is that I can care so much for my little sibling. I can care so much for him. And I can be crying at a movie thinking about losing him, right? And then I could call him after. I literally could have called him and been like, hey, man, just thinking of you. Don't ever want you to die. I love you. You know what he would do? He'd be like, shut up, loser. And he'd hang up on me. Oh, the tripe of being an older sibling. Having a younger sibling is probably the best and worst thing ever in life. It's probably the best and worst thing ever in life. It's the best because it's an unspeakable bond. You can't put it into words, but it's the worst because they don't feel the same way about you. It's like loving somebody that's never going to love you back, even though they do in their weird way, you know? It's messed up. I'm sure he'll hear this if he listens to he doesn't listen to my shit, so. Exactly. If he had something that he was passionate about, guess where I'd be? I'd be there. But then I have something I'm passionate about. Guy doesn't give a damn. That's on younger sibling shit, you know what I mean? Do you think it was easier? This is a question to the general public. Do you think it was easier to be or have a dream back in the day, like in the 70s and 80s, maybe even the 60s and 50s? You could just quit your job and like live off the land in like a band as a comedian, as a wrestler, you know, whatever it was. You could just quit your job and just live a certain way off, like, you know, just doing nothing because you had no responsibilities. But I feel like now there's so many things that stop you from doing those things. Maybe it's in my own head. Maybe I'm like, oh, maybe because I didn't do it, so I have no idea, but I don't know. It always feels like people just take these massive risks and they're just off living off like the land, basically. And then, you know, it is what it is. Just like living out of a car, having no responsibilities, just traveling. Like I was watching something on Steve Austin this weekend where he's like, I was making $8 a day driving, you know, spending $20 in gas, making $10 a day, eating peanuts potatoes, eating potatoes and tuna fish. I'm like, God bless. And you look like that. You know, I just see pictures. I'm like, fuck, should I just eat tuna fish and potatoes? You ever see a guy, you guys, I don't know what gym you guys work out at or where you guys work out, but you ever see a guy on steroids and all he really does is just work out? It's all for vanity. Steroids are for men what like plastic surgery and Botox are for women. And the messed up part about the guy who's on steroids that I know at the gym, I know a few of them at the gym that are on steroids, is pretty obvious. Are they like the most jacked guy in like their work meetings? Like they go into their work meetings and they're just sitting there like, yeah, we had to crunch the numbers, and they just got their like their neck roll is just so high. They're wearing a neck pad. It's like, yeah, actually we needed to get the numbers up the last, you know, they're just standing there fucking jacked out of their mind. Like, what is that for? I mean, it's vanity. And my least favorite thing, because I saw the people again who got the hair transplants. And I'm not telling you I have a good hairline. I don't. I don't have a good hairline. It's an internal battle that I face every day. Every time I get in the shower, every time I get out of the shower, see myself in the mirror, and I'm like, Jesus, where's the time going? You know, you turn too far one way, you're like, holy cow. But the people that got the hair transplant surgery, that's completely for vanity. Everyone's going to know. Like, if you just work a normal job and you come back and your hairline is now down here and it's perfectly shaped, they're going to be like, what happened? You going to tell them that you were drinking like kombucha or something? That can't be. You clearly had surgery. And I guess if you're open about it, I mean, it's completely for vanity, right? Like, it's just like any woman getting, you know, plastic surgery. Men getting hair transplants and the teeth transplant and like everything fixed up on their face. I mean, do what you want. It's your life, but everyone knows. So unless I can like gradually regrow my hair and it's like, whoa, maybe I like beat Father Time. Everyone be like, whoa, it's so crazy. But if I get the hair transplant where the line is perfectly straight across, everyone's going to be aware of it. And I just feel like, what's the point? I mean, I'm just aging. It's life. You know, it sucks. I'm not telling you it's awesome all the time. But nonetheless, but whatever, you know, I'm over it as my chair sinks. I got a bad desk chair. I was reading up on back spasms this past weekend because I thought I had, obviously I blew my back out at the gym. And as you guys are aware, as I fix my chair here, I had a back issue doing heavy back squats. And I did come to the realization this past week, went back to the gym, got back in the saddle, doing legs again, just completely eschewed squats from the lineup. Got some emails last week on the podcast. People call me the P word. That's fine. That's fine. I'm just never going to do heavy back squats again. What am I training for? Who do I think I am that I'm in the gym loading up so many plates on my back, going up and down? And the moment I move too far, you know, I'm old. I move a little too far, gadoosh to my back. Gadoosh. It's over. And I never want to feel that pain again. Now I still have to stretch. I'm just thinking in my head now for this back pain, is this just the rest of my life? Is it over for me? Am I never going to get off the couch normally again? Am I never going to be able to sit in a chair normally without it just shooting pain? Because you know I'm not going to the doctor. You know I'm not going to the doctor. That's my favorite part about being a guy, and especially being a guy in my mid-20s. I'm not going to the doctor. I even have a woman in my life that tells me I should go to the doctor. And you know where I'm not going? The doctor. Oh, a little pain, it'll go away. And if it doesn't, that's life. I even saw people talking shit about Diet Coke this weekend. The crusade against Diet Coke is out of control. If you're still hating on Diet Coke, screw you. You know what I mean? And then I got a bunch of other emails and a bunch of comments on the internet. Got a bunch of mean things said about me when I posted my video on my take on Gypsy Rose Blanchard. There's nothing funny about what happened to Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Nothing funny about her life before the last few weeks. She lived a horrible experience, a nightmarish experience, something I would never want anyone to experience ever. But me talking about her and me making a joke about her or saying something about her, I'm pretty sure she's okay with it. If she's going to the tabloids and saying, or she's posting on Instagram and saying, "Don't worry what the people say, honey. You give me that fire D." Pretty sure she's all right with whatever I'm saying on my silly little podcast. If she's posting on Instagram, "Come give me that fire D," to her husband. And yes, I do find it a little funny that Gypsy Rose Blanchard is in the news saying things like, "Oh, I want Millie Bobby Brown to play me in a biopic. Oh, I want, my husband gives me fire D every night," and he's commenting, "Come get some." You know, this woman was in jail for the murder of her mother. What she lived was a nightmarish experience. Nightmarish. Something you don't want to people to go through. I agree. But she did commit a crime. And there's another guy, not her husband, spending time in jail because he killed her mom after she put it down on him in a movie theater bathroom. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean to make light of her situation previously, but let's be honest with each other. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, the power of women is never more. I didn't even know about this case. The power of women is so great that she could put it down on you in a movie theater bathroom. And the next thing you know, she's married to some other guy talking about Millie Bobby Brown is going to be playing her in a biopic. And her new husband has fire D while you're spending the rest of your life in prison. So fellas, beware is all I'm saying. It's a metaphor for life, not so much about her. Who gives a shit? Everything I've learned about Gypsy Rose Blanchard is against my will. Every time I go on Instagram or Twitter, it's like, "Hey, my husband's banging the shit out of me." Cool. What's next? She's going to post a link to an OnlyFans? That seems like where this is headed. Because once the initial... This is my prediction for Gypsy Rose Blanchard. I'm trying to be respectful. Her life sucked. I mean, I feel like I have to preface this with everybody on the internet. They get so mad. They're like, "Oh, Ryan, you don't get it, dude. She lived a shitty life." I do get it. I do. I wouldn't want that to happen. I think there are a lot of people guilty in the Gypsy Rose Blanchard situation. The doctors that were operating on her, the doctors that wouldn't say, "Hey, nothing's really wrong with her," when they were looking at her. The people in her life, family members, not named her mother, who's also chiefly involved. But for me to say, I think that the Gypsy Rose Blanchard story is on this meteoric rise. She's going to be on all these shows. People are going to love it. "Hey, go get them, queen," whatever. "Yeah, get some, queen," blah, blah, blah. Then I feel like we're going to make a turn where it's like money stops coming in. Appearances stop coming in. Boom. OnlyFans. That's where we're headed, boys. I know some of you sick freaks will pay for it. And I'll probably see a leak on Twitter, because that's all Twitter is anymore. It's all Twitter is anymore. The funniest thing about Elon Musk saying Twitter is this free speech haven and all this BS is all I see nowadays is the P word. It's just bots, porn bots, and ads for OnlyFans. Maybe it's my own algorithm, but hey. I guess this is what the First Amendment looks like. Just women on Twitter, naked. And then me going on Twitter, seeing a couple of Stephen Hawking Epstein Island jokes. And then there's some porn bots. And I throw my phone, I'm like, that was enough stimulation for the day. What about Stephen Hawking, huh? What about Stephen Hawking? Just a guy who, you know, just having a good time. Should we Google that? Stephen Hawking, Epstein Island? Will that get us on the list? I guess I could talk Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is so annoying. Aaron Rodgers is so annoying. Nobody says, like, he literally will say something. He'll just say, "Hey, you guys, you must hate me because you're vaxxed." No, we hate you because you're annoying. It's pretty simple. Hey, you know, people aren't talking about this. Just an internet conspiracy guy here. You know, he's like, is it a conspiracy? Weird they label it like that. I'm like, I don't know, man. You're accusing Jimmy Kimmel of being a pedophile. So, feels like that would probably piss him off. I don't know how many people have ever been accused of being a pedophile. But if you were accused of being a pedophile and you weren't a pedophile, wouldn't that suck? I'm just asking the question. I'm not saying Jimmy Kimmel couldn't be a pedophile, but I'm pretty sure he's not, judging by his reaction. Or maybe, you know, I know the other side of the coin would say, Ryan, he's reacting like that because they caught him, got him red-handed. I'm like, oh, darn, really? I mean, we could go on and on forever. So, nonetheless, no one loves Aaron Rodgers and hearing Aaron Rodgers talk and Aaron Rodgers being in the spotlight more than Aaron Rodgers. Case in point, the silly vaccine talk. Remember the fit he threw when Jordan Love was drafted by the Packers? How'd that work out? Remember when he told everybody he was gonna come back and play this year, depending on if the Jets made the playoffs? How'd that work out? And then he said it was unrealistic. Hey, no shit. And then now this, accusing Jimmy Kimmel of being a pedophile. Because, hey, he might be, you know? Everybody might be. Anybody might be. And Jimmy Kimmel was mean to Aaron Rodgers one time. So Aaron Rodgers is like, well, you make fun of me because I go in a dark room? You're a pedophile. That's how it works. But, yeah. How about the NFL playoffs, huh? What do we got next week? Cleveland Browns heading to Houston. This is why you got to make, you know, I told you guys years ago. You got to make the most. You got to make the most of your opportunities. As a, you know, you only get so many opportunities in sports to be good. I am pissed off that the Steelers are somehow in the playoffs. So if we're going to do our picks really quick, we have Bills versus Steelers. Going to take the Bills there because I think the Steelers suck. Chiefs versus Dolphins. Going to take the Chiefs because, I don't know, you guys watch the Dolphins and you like, are you inspired? I'm not inspired by the Chiefs either, but when you watch the Dolphins, are you like, wow, this team's going to make some noise? Texans, Browns, we just saw this game, sans CJ Stroud a couple weeks ago. Still think the Browns can win that. I might be a homer, whatever. Cowboys, Packers, I want to pick the Cowboys because they are the better team. But the Cowboys, you know what I mean? Lions versus Rams, this is where it gets funny. Buccaneers, Eagles, who gives a shit? Baker versus Jalen Hurts on Martin Luther King Day seems like a crime. But nonetheless, the Lions versus the Rams, we are headed for a very funny scenario in the NFL playoffs where I feel like people, because they want to root for the Lions, and it all comes around where you eventually want to hate the underdog. So once the Lions reach a certain point, we'll start to hate them. It's just what we do in sports. So the Lions have Jared Goff as their quarterback. The Rams had Jared Goff as their quarterback, and we all saw Jared Goff as their quarterback in the playoffs. And the Rams and Sean McVay were like, you know what we can do? Better. Let's get rid of Jared Goff. Hell, let's trade him to a team within the same conference. We'll give them first-round picks, and we'll take their quarterback. Oh, and then they won a Super Bowl without Jared Goff, and now that same coach is going to play Jared Goff, and he knows all of his flaws and what can irk him. All I'm saying is we've seen this from Jared Goff before. I know the answer to this game, and it's Rams winning outright. I like the Lions, too, like a lot of their players, but the Rams are going to win that game. Buccaneers, Eagles. Buccaneers can't run the ball. They feel like a flawed team. I'll probably pick the Eagles in that game, depending on who plays. I don't want to pick anybody in that game. Cowboys, Packers. I hate picking the Cowboys, but they're at home. Packers, I don't really love them. So, Cowboys. Chiefs, Dolphins. Chiefs, because when you watch the Dolphins, are you inspired in the last month, or especially when they play a good team? Are you inspired by the Chiefs? No, but Mahomes, Tua, I'll take Mahomes. Bills, Steelers. Do I need to explain that? Taking the Bills. Texans, Browns. We just saw this game a month ago or so. I know there was no CJ Stroud. Still taking the Browns. Those are my picks. I'm taking the Browns to win a game, and that's exactly why they're probably going to lose, to make my life hell. You know what I mean? So, there you have it. I think the Browns can make some noise. The defense is what, you know, and then they can throw the ball. So they can do the weird stuff, like the deep balls and the, I feel like they're a little more explosive than they were when they had like DTR. I felt like they were hamstrung. So, you know, and Jared, and, you know, Joe Flacco, I don't know how long this can go. I think they can beat the Texans. If they have to play the Ravens, I don't know. The Ravens look good, but like, do they? I don't know. Something's off about one of these teams. It never goes the way you think it should go. That's what I would say about the NFL. I know sometimes we get the one seeds. Like, I think last year was both one seeds. I think that happens every so often. But there's always a weird outcome this first weekend. That's why my pick for the weird outcome is Rams. I think that'll get some traction as the week goes on. I feel like people just want to root for the Lions because it's new and different and they're fun. And their fans have just been kicked in the stomach a zillion times. Just a zillion times. Right there with you, brother. Right there with you. I think that's the end of the podcast, huh? I think that's the end. I think that's all I had to say this week. I do have one thing. I want to thank you guys for the $300 subscribers on YouTube. I know it's been the longest road ever to 300. I think I got 100 pretty quick. 200 pretty quick. And then it was slow. I'd post all the time. I'd get the views, just couldn't convert them to subscribers. And I'm like, is it me? And it probably is, because I'm the only one on the channel. But I do really appreciate everybody who subscribes and interacts and all that stuff. You know, don't want to make it sappy, but I do really appreciate if you have ever said something nice about the podcast or something mean, which is usually what I get. I will admit that the comments on stuff are always generally more negative. As I start getting more comments and start getting more interaction, I generally feel like people that are nice just usually like the video and move on. But people that are mean like to be mean, very mean. But anyways, love you guys. Subscribe, email me, follow me, links below. Talk to you next week. Love you.
Of you.